Good morning, everybody. I was had the big schus of being in Eretz Yisrael this week. One of my schusim, unfortunately, is that when you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're running around from place to place, you don't have much time for your own personal learning. So, thank God there's plenty of stuff you can listen to in the car, and I try to make use of the time as I'm driving to place to place. So this past Sunday, the first thing you put in Parshas Bo and Why You Torah, there was a nice Rabbi Rosner after about 50 minutes of Divrei Torah. So I heard the question in the car that he posed, and then I got out for davening, and I was in Reishit, and I saw Rabbi Rosner. So I'm like, hey, that's so funny. I said, I was just talking to you. He goes, well, he looks at me like I'm crazy, but I was talking to, Kilu, you're talking to Rabbi Rosner, and he was going through these particular psukim, and when I got to the yeshiva, I looked up this beautiful, beautiful kliyoker that he referenced. So the pasuk begins with the following. The pasuk begins and tells us that, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro were undergoing these negotiations, and Vayushev is Moshe, is Aaron el Paro. So Moshe and Aaron returned to Paro. Vayomer aleihem lechu ivdu es Hashem elokeichem. Go, and so Paro's being magnanimous and generous. He goes, go and serve all your people. Mi vami holchem. Mi vami holchem. That's Aleph. Right? Think about that. Vayomer Moshe. So Moshe responds, Bina Urenu, with our youth, Ubizikunenu, with the Alta Yidden, Nelech, we're going to go. Bivanenu ubinosenu, with our sons and our daughters, bitsonenu, our sheep, ubikarenu, and our cattle, nelech. Why? Kichag Hashem lanu. Because this is a holiday for us. A lot of different things the Kliyoker picks up on here and starts to ask question by question. The Kliyoker was a marvelous darshan, and the Kliyoker in this case, he was for sure, he said something very, very beautifully. So first of all, he asked the following question, Miva Miholchim. If I want to know who's going, what do I ask you? I ask you very simply, Miholchim. Who's going? What's with this Miva Miholchim? As a matter of fact, it becomes part of the vernacular now. We don't view it as a question because if somebody says, who's going? I go, no, Miva Miholchim. I'll say it because that's what the Chumash says. But why does the Chumash say that? Now, why do I say that? We say that because the Chumash said it. But why does the Chumash say Miva Miholchim? Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, Paro, when he asked Moshe, he should have asked Miholchim. That's Aleph. Question number two. It says Mi v'miholchim. That is who's going now. He should have said, right, if you medayik in grammar in Hebrew, it shouldn't say Mi v'miholchim. It should have said Mi yelech. I went to a school that taught Hebrew grammar. And in, so back in the day we used to know Hebrew grammar. But if you pay attention to the nuance, right, it used to be this rule. Etiti netiti. Right? Aleph, tough, tough. Yud, tough. Elech is ani elech. Then telech, telchi. Hu, yelech. So it should have been mi, yelech. There you go. You learn Hebrew language. You didn't tell me to learn Hebrew language, but this is, pretty much the first thing you're supposed to learn. The prefixes for atid traditionally should say mi, yelech. Who will go? And if you want to say in the plural, it should have said mi, yelchu. Or telchu. Right? So, but it should have said that, not mi v'mi holchim, that means who is going. No, who will go? That's question number two he poses. Question number three the Kliyoker poses. It says, Vayomer ele aleihem, so Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Vayomer Moshe bin Urenu ubizkoneinu nelech. He responds in the future this time. He says, "Bitnu reinu, our children, the young and the old, will go." Bibanenu b'naseinu b'tzaneinu b'karenu nelech. What word is extra here? The word. What word is extra? You're paying attention. I'll read the pasuk again. Vayomer Moshe bitnu reinu b'zkeneinu nelech. Bibanenu b'naseinu b'tzaneinu b'karenu nelech. Nelech. It should have said again. If you're writing the chumash, which you're not, because you're not the Rebbeinu Shalom. But if you were the Rebbeinu Shalom, you should have written, Vayomer Moshe binareinu ubizkaneinu bimaneinu ubnoseinu bizaneinu ubikareinu nelech. Everybody's going. The whole ganze geshaft. Us, the women, the children, the mothers, the daughters, the cattle, the sheep, maybe even some of their teddy bears. Everybody's going. What do you mean? Nelech. Stop. Pause. Break. Nelech. What's pshat? And the fourth question he asks, it's a great darshan. It's a great darshan because if you have four questions, you have one mahalach to answer it. That's a great mahalach, right? So he says, Kichag Hashem Lanu. Whose holiday is this? Kichag Hashem Lanu. For us. Now, that's not a holiday. Who's the Chag really for? For Hashem. For the Rebbeinu Shlom. They're all going because this is a Chag for us. It's very strange. It's well known, the Gemara says that Some holidays are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely Yom Kippur. Some holidays are Lanu. But really, the principle should be this concept of, it says in the quote, the Kli Yakar quotes, in one pasuk it says, Aseres LaHashem. This is an Aseres, a gathering for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pasuk it says, Aseres Tiyah Lachem. This is an Aseres for you. How does it resolve this question? It says, Vekan mi achud, the Gemara Psochim, Tafsav Mechesim, at Beis, Vekan mi ki, Keachochim, Umi Odei, a passion dover. Who's going to be the one to arbitrate and to understand what is it, Lachem or Lashem? Which one is it going to be? So he answers, what is the answer the Gemara there says? It says, they're Chetzi Lashem v'Chetzi Lachem. It's supposed to be at least half for Hashem and half for you. What do you mean it's for us? A little bit, you know, not arrogant. That's not the word I'm trying to use, but a little bit self-centered. Are the mitzvahs there for us, or the mitzvahs there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? One more question he has. There's a fifth question. He says, again, with the language in the present tense, it should have said, what do you mean? It says, Vayom Elchem, it says in the Pasuk, it says about the Bakasha. It says, Va'od Kasha, ki osa atem evakshin lashon hove. At the end of it, it says, Vayomer aleim yichein Hashem imachem, let Hashem be with you, kasha ashalich etchem v'estabchem, ru'u ki ra'a neged penechem, lo kein. And then he says, then, ki osa atem evakshin. At the end it says, this is what mevakshim, what you asked in the past. No, it's not in the past, mevakesh. They're asking right now. So he asks these slew of questions that this Gemara, this Pesukim seem to be very troubling. So now the Kli Yakar offers up a beautiful mahalach. This is when I got to the Reshit and I ran out of Aris's question. I had to look up the answers myself. Okay. But the Kli Yakar is beautiful. It's self-explanatory. So he says, what was going on? What's the dialogue between Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu? Paro says to Moshe, what do you got to go out with everybody for? Miva miholchem. Meaning, if you look to your right and you look to your left, go outside of this place. You see, what does the normal country do? What does a normal nation do when they want to bring korbanos? Who brings the korbanos? Is it everybody bringing korbanos? Meaning, apparently, people used to bring korbanos back in the day. Right? But he says, who brings? Yeah, go out and serve and do whatever you got to do. But, look, well, it's imtiminu if you're imtismol. If you look to your right, you look to your left. What's the minhag ha'makom? Who normally brings korbanos? So he says, the holchim, right? Look around. Look around. Don't look, say, in the future. That's what he says in the present. Who's the one? Men. The men bring. You don't need to bring the whole nation. Just bring a couple of guys. Give your kabbanis. Finished. That's what normally... You want to bring a carbon to Hashem to thank the Kodesh Baruch of all the makas that have happened to Patil Nagavaldi. So bring some men. Shoyin Ganuk. Finish. That's it. That's all you need to do. Miva mi holchim. Miva mi holchem. Who are the people who normally go? So what does Moshe Rabbeinu answer? And that's why it also says what? It also says Nelech. It says Miva mi holchem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says the following back to him. You're missing the point, Paro. You're missing the idea of what's called the family, the Jewish family. It's not just about the korban. There's an additional element, and I'll read to you from the beautiful language of the Kli Yakar. He says like this. He could have said the whole thing in one shot, but he says, like, that's not the pshat. He says, Shebechola olam aval nach. He says, that's the way the world works. That's the way a Goyish family works. That's not the way of a Jewish family. Shebechola olam aval anachnu lo kein nase. That's not the way we operate. Ela bin ureinu, ubezekuneinu nelech. Yeah, the young and the old, they're going to bring the korbanos. Nelech. That's where he puts the first one. The hevdel nelech min aholim ki lo kar zelzeh, but there's another nelech. Even though everybody else, they're not going to bring korbanos. Except for those people who are normally the ones that bring korbanos. You're correct. Mikol makom, nevertheless, anachnu nelech mikol v'chol. We're all going. Why? V'nos and tamu davar. You know why? Ki chag Hashem lanu. Because it's yontif for us. What does that mean? Ki bishlo ma'ed makes sense. Kol holchem she'en holchem ki'im lizvoach. You're right. The first script only bring korbanos. That's a din hu shaliyochu ki'im shadarkam lizvoach. That's the normal people who are going to bring korbanos. But there's another element to the avoda of Yom Tov. Ava anachnu zulas avoda dahinu chag l'Hashem. Besides the avoda of a chag for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, yesh alenu, there's another mitzvah. Yesh alenu mitzvah acheres. Od v'hi simchas achag. And that's what's called the simchas achag. What keeps a Jewish family together? Yom Tov. It's the simcha of Yom Tov. It's the joy of Yom Tov. There's tvei din and there's two elements to every single Yom Tov. There is the avoda, there's the service, we go to shul, we bring korbanos, we do all those things. That's a unique element, that is one piece. Not everybody's mechuyev in that, but there's a second. And that's the idea of simcha. And what kind of joy is that?
What kind of joy is that? There's only a joy when the whole family's together. Could you imagine? He points out, Ki eich yashir shir Hashem. How could they sing the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Al admas nechar, on a foreign soil. V'ishto vana v'kinyonu nesunim ba'arban ba'ado. And you leave back the women and children as an arev. What's an arev? A cosigner, a guarantor. Thank you. A guarantor to make sure that everything is going to be okay. V'ashari below isha, one who's without a wife, shari below simcha. It's without simcha. That's not joy. This ajra, I never sleep as well when I'm by myself. It's you're half a mensch. Only when you're with the people you're supposed to be with, then there's simcha. L'kacha mar shnei pamim neilech. That's why it says two times neilech. L'ashto shtei chalukas, to make a division, b'holchem. Yeah. On the one hand, you're right. On the one hand, it's going to be with the young and the old, and they're going to bring the kumaras. That's the first day. Stop. Then ubenos. But then everybody's got to come with us. Baneinu, our sons, ubenoseinu, our daughters. Yehu, why? L'shem simcha. For the purpose of joy. Ratzalom shenismach anachnu imayim l'kayim mitzvah Hashem aleinu litein chetziv l'Hashem, to give half Hashem v'chetziv lanu ulvaneinu l'shem simcha. For the ultimate joy of the simcha of Yom Tov. And if you're medayik in the lashon, if you're careful in language, it's yelling and screaming. The Kli Yakar, a beautiful darshan. This is the idea that the Kli Yakar is trying to express. That if one attempts simply to just do the mitzvos, yeah, there are 613 mitzvos, and that's our job. Our job is to do the mitzvos. But that's not enough. There's got to be an element of simcha, of joy, of excitement, of alacrity, of something that you want to be there. And especially now, in the very start of Klal Yisrael, the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching all of us was that it can't be done alone. It has to be done as part of a community, as part of a family unit, whether it's the nuclear family or the family well beyond that in terms of the community. But that's how you have to go to do the avoda, as part of a community. I was just in Eretz Yisrael last week, and we had a Q&A. You know, we had a beautiful reunion, and we had 90 boys in the yeshiva for Shabbos, and it was just every yeshiva somebody gave a Dvar Torah, whether it was Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, and we had this beautiful thing, a Q&A, whatever it was. So, you know, it was 40 minutes with four questions. Each question between me and Rabbi Kamenetsky Darshan. So one of the questions that was posed was, what's the best way to keep it, you know, to keep strong after Eretz Yisrael? So I changed the question. I said, if you're trying to keep it, it's over. You have to try always to grow. But I said, what's the way to grow? Because if you're just trying to hold on, eventually you'll have to let go. You can't only hold on for something for so long. What's the way to grow? I said, you have to be part of a community. If you do it on your own, it's very, very difficult. Wherever the community is, the simcha, the joy of being with other people, I think is what the Kli Yakar is trying to emphasize. That when you're with other people and there's excitement, that's when there's simcha. If you just go with the karbanos, that's chesil Hashem. That's great. That's beautiful. But you need the chesi lachem to carry you, the simcha, the joy, the excitement. Rabbi Kamenetsky always says, I always try to teach everybody what it is to be the excitement of being a Jew. And that's what this whole yeshiva was. That's why the theme song has currently become almost like a shmak to be a yid. It's got to be done. It's got to be done b'simcha. It's got to be done with tremendous ahava. And Moshe Rabbeinu at the very outset says, Paro, it's not enough that just the ne'urenu b'zekanenu ne'lech, but it's got to be with the whole community. And with the whole community, it'll be a tremendous. Have an amazing Shabbos.